It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jack O'Donnell from O'Donnell and Associates. Jack, good morning. Happy Sunday.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on. A lot happening.
Yes, for sure. Let's take a look at this, the new CBS poll that was just released this morning. They did it as part of Face the Nation. We're using it here on Hardline. And it shows a much tighter race. Now, before we even get into the numbers, Jack, I mean, this was expected when President Biden stepped aside, right?
Absolutely. It was clear that that would change the dynamic of the race. And we've seen measurable Democratic enthusiasm since then. And I think that's what you're seeing in the poll.
Now, looking at this, it's got the swing states. Now, overall, Kamala Harris, Vice President Harris, has a 50-49 advantage, which is practically a tie. In the swing states, if you take all the swing states, it's 50-50. Now, looking at these swing states, I mean, these are states that 3 weeks ago over President Biden, former President Trump had a lead in all of these states. Now you have a tie in Arizona, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Nevada, which Trump has been up in since 2023. Harris has a +2 advantage, and Wisconsin and North Carolina, pretty much a tie, but Trump having a 1 to 3 point advantage in those states. Jack, listening to that list, what was the biggest surprise for you?
I'm not surprised about any of this. I mean, I believed all along that the poll showed that Democrats were concerned about Biden. And I think the absence of him, the replacement of him on the ticket, sort of unleashed that, right? It's not that you're seeing a lot of folks necessarily change their minds as much as you're seeing Democrats who were undecided come back. You've seen African-American voters who, you know, Trump was making inroads with are up, and young voters are up. I mean, this, what you're seeing in today's poll, and again, it's a snapshot and it's not 2 points, and this is registered voters, not likely voters, right? They self-identify. There's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of things here, but it's a snapshot in time, and what it shows is that Kamala Harris is getting big parts of what was the 2020 Joe Biden Democratic coalition that propelled him to victory.
Now, the states like Pennsylvania and Michigan are a tie. Now, these are states that helped Trump in 2016. And as you said, President Biden kind of got back that blue wall in 2020. Out of Michigan and Pennsylvania, in your opinion, which one do you think will be more difficult for Vice President Harris here in the final stretch of the election?
I guess I have to say Pennsylvania. I mean, it remains to be seen. I think all these states are close, and that's what, you know, to your point, some of them went one way in 2016, another way in 2020. But I think Pennsylvania is going to be tougher for her. We've already seen Republicans really hit her hard on her past stance on fracking. And frankly, you know, some of the white collar union voters that are play a big role, especially in Western Pennsylvania, I think they like Joe Biden, and they knew him. They knew where he came from. He had been there a lot. And, you know, the attorney general from California, who just they're less familiar with, sort of less lived experiences. I think Pennsylvania is a tougher nut to crack than Michigan.
Do you think selecting someone like Governor Josh Shapiro helps, or is that factor kind of overblown?
Well, I can't hurt, but I think it's overblown. I mean, you've got to go back to 1960 where Lyndon Johnson really does help, Kennedy from Massachusetts. We don't see a lot of difference. I mean, I've seen some congressional level polling in Pennsylvania, and although it says that Shapiro is popular, right? I mean, these are swing districts. His inclusion on the ticket in those polls doesn't move a appreciably the outcome of the election.
Now, Nevada stuck out to me, Jack, because that is a state that former President Trump has really, really held for the last year. I mean, a lot of people were talking about that. Why do you think so quickly Kamala Harris was able to put that in this poll back in her camp?
Look, that's the kind of state where I think she's going to do even better. I think the fact that you have, number one, more familiarity with her from her time in California, right, a neighboring state and some of that. But also, I think states where we see higher concentrations of.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Black and brown voters like Nevada, frankly, like a North Carolina, she is going to do even better. So as she might struggle with some of Joe Biden's legacy white ethnic voter, I think she's really going to energize a lot of Latinos, a lot of African Americans, and states with those high populations. She's going to do very well.
Now, you hear a lot about the honeymoon, right? CNN did a story yesterday. Is the honeymoon already over for Vice President Kamala Harris? She got the bump for entering the race. Obviously, there'll be a bump around the DNC. Do you think this is all going to even out? I mean, do you think that we are going to be talking about this close of an election from now until November? Or do you think there's a chance for Vice President Harris or former President Trump to start pulling away?
I think this is going to be a close race. I think it's going to be a close race to the finish. I think that it might go back and forth a little, but I don't buy that the bounce is over. I really think that Kamala Harris brings a lot of different tools to this than Joe Biden did. Again, her attraction of black and brown voters, but she's also really, we've seen some energy among young voters who traditionally are part of winning Democratic coalitions. But I also think, it's a whole new perspective here. A woman who was attorney general, just the way she's approached this with the former president, Joe Biden was talking a lot about we need to save the democracy, and Kamala Harris is talking about prosecuting a case against Donald Trump. And so I think that's very different. I think she also just brings a lot of useful energy to this. Like the enthusiasm we've seen from Democrats that we've seen from her campaign. I mean, her campaign's out there having fun and doing funny things. And usually if your campaign's having fun, you're winning. But that said, I think we live in a very divided country, and I think this is going to be a very close race.
Now, Jack, over the last 24 hours, there's been a debate about the debates. Donald Trump says that there's been an agreement for a Fox News debate. We're now hearing that the Harris campaign says, no, there's not. The Harris campaign wants to keep the ABC debate, which the Trump campaign has said, no way. Do you think we're going to see a debate between the two of these candidates?
Well, I hope so. I would love to see that debate. And I think both campaigns owe that to the American people. I'm sorry that we've gotten away from the Presidential Debate Commission, where we really had some nonpartisan or bipartisan folks kind of behind this. That said, reading between the lines here, Joe, I don't think Donald Trump wants to debate Kamala Harris. And, he was talking tough anytime, anywhere. And now it's, the line keeps moving. And I think we see that a lot from Trump when it's not something he ever intends to do.
Now, I asked you about the about Kamala Harris and her selection of VP. Let's look at the Trump selection of VP, J.D. Vance. You know, that's getting a lot of criticism now that Joe Biden is not the the candidate. Now, I know I'm asking you to think for former President Trump, but do you think if Kamala Harris had been named the candidate before he selected the VP, it would be someone different?
I don't know. I mean, it is a lot of speculation, but I don't think... I don't believe that Donald Trump really picked J.D. Vance to win a lot of states. And I'm not sure that's again, as we talked about, what a VP does. I do think there's some buyer's remorse now that we've seen some of Vance's past comments and they're coming back to hurt them. But I believe that Donald Trump picked J.D. Vance as a successor is to keep the MAGA movement going and to make sure that it would outlive him or outlive his presidency. And, you know, that still seems intentional, right? Picking someone who's at odds with many in the party, especially his colleagues in the Senate, but someone who has been 100% or 110% lately, at least, on all the Trump pressure points.
Final question, Jack. We've been spending so much time on the presidential election. Let's take a look back at Senate and Congress. You know, this was, again, before Kamala Harris was named the candidate, it looked like former President Trump was going to win the White House, and Republicans were looking pretty good to take back Senate and Congress. Do you think there's a chance that now we're talking about a 180 where Democrats could take all three houses in Washington?
Certainly. I always, you know... Each of those three, right, the presidency, the House, and the Senate, you know, they're all on a razor's edge. And either, you know, all three could go either way, right? We mentioned a couple of these battleground states. 10,000 votes in a couple states changes the Electoral College. You know, four or five House races changes everything. And we saw that with Republicans doing well here in New York 2 years ago. You know, broadly in the House, presidential years tend to favor Democrats, a little higher turnout, and that often goes well for them. The Senate is a very, very tough map for Democrats who are defending a lot of seats in Trump country. But people, that was true 2 years ago, and Democrats held. You know, I do think the Democratic enthusiasm and the Democratic fundraising around Kamala Harris and that grassroots energy is going to help Democrats down ballot, Senate, House, and everything else, too.
Well, Jack O'Donnell from O'Donnell Associates, we appreciate your joining us today, and we know we're going to be talking to you a lot up to the election. We appreciate you being part of our election coverage, and you have yourself a great Sunday.
It sounds great. You too. Thanks for having me on.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.